a picture of you in a really small Green Bay Packers jersey.
Yeah.
And, you know, I saw that, and you know what immediately came to mind?
What?
Season 2 of Love on the Spectrum is back. Like, as soon as I saw it, I was like, I got to watch that show again.
100%.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless. When Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, more like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over, and setting up on Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Cum sounds so weird to talk. Like when you say, oh, I came all, like, yeah. Like you, there's only a couple people you can say cum to. You couldn't say cum to your dad. Like that, you'd be like, argh.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, or your mom.
Oh, no.
I even feel weird about, like, when you, like, if you, when you, have you, you've, have, you fuck strangers, right?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. When, do you ever say, like, can I come inside you to a stranger?
You just give it to him.
I'm trying to think. You know, I think I said I'm going to.
I'm not asking, I'm telling. Oh, that's my favorite thing I did during the movie. Yeah. I learned very quickly when you deal with socialist people, you don't ask, you tell.
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious.
Wait, you came with someone during the movie?
No. No, I would... it would be weird to come in someone new.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, it would be weird to come in someone new. Like, to come in, I'd have to pull out.
How come?
I don't know. I feel weird about, like, even when I come in Leanne, I go, like, I this sounds going to sound very creepy, and okay. I am drunk.
Okay.
But I feel safe. It sounds so silly. I feel safe. Like, her flaws make me feel even more safe, too. Like,
her physical flaws?
Physical flaws. It makes me feel safe when I come inside my wife. I want that to be a shirt. It makes me feel safe when I come inside my wife.
And if it was somebody new, you were like, I'm coming on you.
No, the second I came inside them, I'd be like, this was a bad thing.
How
like,
come?
Because I'd be like, because if I pulled out, I'd be like, okay, that happened.
Yeah.
But if I came inside them, I'm like, I don't feel so safe with this person. And I just blew a fucking load inside them.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I think I need to go to a doctor. I'm not even joking anymore. Cheers. Try Dirty Girl.
Okay. Wait, what is this?
So the guys at Rec Tech always hook us up with grills for my tour.
Yeah.
And they have this drink. It's called a transfusion. It's a Dirty Girl. And they're like, have one. Any, are you trying one?
Yes, sir. I'm trying one too.
They gave it to us, and it doesn't feel like alcohol, and it tastes like Kool-Aid.
And
it's so fucking good.
It is alcohol.
It is alcohol, but you can drink 100 of them and not feel, like, buzzed. Like, it's not a lot of alcohol, I don't think. Just try it.
Okay.
It tastes great, right? I don't think you can get them everywhere.
That's pretty good.
I'm not even certain you can get them outside of Augusta, Georgia. But
that is damn good. Wait, hold on, man.
Yeah, right. How much alcohol is in that? I need my glasses.
Holy shit. What is in this?
Can I tell you, I used to like the orgasm pulling out is almost better than coming inside someone.
You think so?
I actually think so. Not the first time. The first time you come inside someone, it is a pretty great orgasm. You're like, thank you for letting me do that.
Yeah.
But I almost missed the, like, oh, God, it started. Okay,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And that kind of reckless, like, it's just going to go everywhere feeling is fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, this is just got on your stomach. And you're like, oh, it's on your forehead?
That's crazy. Oh, that's right. You got range.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just basically pubes. I was like, sorry, I know that's going to be a rough cleanup. You're going to have to open the shower for that. It's like getting in a bath. How much alcohol's in there?
I can't tell. I don't see it.
It says 7%.
7%? Is that a lot?
Yes.
It tastes good, though, right, Annie?
It tastes like there's no alcohol in
there. Yeah, you said you could drink 100 of these and not get drunk.
We went to RecTech the day before the...
Lie.
No, it's not. We went to RecTech before the... I feel like this tracksuit's not flattering. We went to RecTech before the show in Augusta, and you know, picked up a couple smokers.
Yeah,
and they gave us these dirty girls, and we drank a ton and had a blast. And then went back, took a nap, woke up, didn't even feel like I had a buzz. Didn't even feel like I had a buzz.
I got to tell you something. I think you do that a lot.
What?
Drink, take a nap, and you're like, everything's fine.
Yeah. Work out, put some work in, feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
I think if you work out, it clears it all up. I started lifting weights again.
Good for you.
Yeah, I started lifting weights yesterday.
And?
Then it was awesome. I'll tell you my workout.
Okay.
I ran the stairs and then ran the top of the parking garage. I did probably 20 minutes of running because I was lifting weights. So it was like a 20-minute run. Then I went down. I did front row raises, side row raises, and then like these things where you're like this. Then I did 20 lunges, 20 squats, and 12 lunges, 12 squats, 20 step ups onto the bus step. I went up and down. And then I did 100 curls, but with 3 pounds.
Okay.
Because we're just trying. And by the way, my arm actually hurt today.
Well, 100 to 100 reps. I mean,
isn't that crazy?
Did you do multiple sets of that?
I did. Yeah, I did four, and four.
Look, that's great, man.
I got to be honest with you, I felt like $1 million when I got done. And then even this morning, to feel my arm be sore.
The soreness feels good.
It feels so good. Then I wondered how many times that I lifted weights and actually hurt myself. Like, just like, remember when you were in like high school and they were like, all right, welcome to football. Yes. We're doing 100 push-ups today. And then you do them the next day, your tits are on fire, and you're like, I think I pulled all my ligaments.
Yeah.
That happened to me a lot.
Yeah. So do you think, here's what I want to know. Do you think you will lift weights again?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. 100%.
100%.
Yeah, 100%.
Wait, do you think it'll be like 6 months from now?
No, it'll be, you know what I'm doing today.
What?
You ready for this? Yeah. And I have been drinking all day already, okay? Why don't we clue everyone to what time it is, where we're at, and where I've been?
It's, what time is it? 1:30. It's 1:30.
1:30. You called me last night. You're like, I'm getting you a private jet. I don't care about money. You're like, I'm getting you a private jet. You're like, let me throw my Rolexes into the closet.
Uh-huh.
No. So I flew in today. I drank on the plane.
Yeah.
I got in today. We went to bed at 3. I woke up at 6. Panic attacks. Yeah, dude, they're back. And so
that's maybe from the drinking though.
No. It's because I've been gone for so long. And so I'm like a little like rudderless.
Okay.
So I got in the shower and then I got out and then I got in the shower. Hey, accountability buddy, guess what? I went to wipe my ass, and I reached it super easy. And I went, oh, I'm losing weight.
That's good, Bert.
I feel good. I got out. I started, like, stretching. I did, like, a whole thing of stretches, and I was like, okay, I'm feeling good. And panic attacks went away. Took a shower, started drinking, flew here. My workout today, you ready for it? We're doing this in the hotel room.
Okay.
Unless you want to party tonight.
No.
Do you want to go get cigars at a cigar bar?
No.
What are you doing tonight?
Resting.
You just got home.
Yeah, I'm exhausted.
You look it.
Thank you.
Why do you look exhausted and you don't do anything?
What do you mean?
Like, what are you exhausted from?
I just did, seven shows. Okay. I worked out every day.
Me too. Keep going.
I went out every night.
Yeah, you did go out every night.
Yeah.
I want to talk about that. Put a pin in that. I want to talk about that. Here's my workout today. So 20 minutes of lunges tonight.
Okay.
That's roughly 300 to 400 lunges. Then 4 rounds of 10 sit-ups, 10 leg lifts, 20 flutter kicks, and that's my workout today.
Okay. Who designed this for you? Your trainer?
Lacey, my trainer.
Okay.
So, and I felt fucking, I felt so rudderless without working out. And I last night I said I was taking a jog today, and everyone started laughing, and I was like, it's like, you assholes actually know I jog. But like, that's what my body looks like right now. It's rough.
Yeah?
It's rough. It's like, it's doing good in the Midwest, but when I go to Florida, when I get like, thank you, Peoria, Sioux City, Cedar Rapids, and Green Bay.
You just look like a regular guy.
I actually look like I'm in men's health. And then when I'm in Florida next week, they're going to be like, my friends in Florida are going to be like, oh. It's bad, man. It doesn't look great. And so.
What are you up to?
I was my second heaviest I've ever been.
And that was a week ago.
When I was here and we talked about my weight,
yeah,
I was the second heaviest I've ever been in my life, 254. And I think, not right now, but I think like morning wake up is when I weighed myself. You should be your lightest.
Yeah.
That was 254. I think right now at my morning wake up, if I woke up in the morning, I think I'm in the 240s because I'm reaching my ass pretty well. That's how I can tell. And I'm jogging okay, and I am working out.
But that was only a week ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. What were we talking about?
Your workout tonight and your friend.
Oh, I've been feeling rudderless without being able to lift weights.
Yeah.
There's something about.
Oh, because you stopped because of the arm.
Yeah. And I think there's something about weightlifting that allows you to kind of. Running is different. Running is kind of like a thing where you do it and you go, it's a finite thing. Where even when you get started, you're like, maybe I'll do one more mile. It's almost like, but lifting weights is like you get it on a piece of paper, or at least when I get it on a text of what my workout is, I go, okay, let's just do it. Let's just get through it. And then you do it and you feel really good.
Good sense of accomplishment. Yeah.
It's a great sense of accomplishment.
It also like really, I don't know, it kind of kicks out the, you know, it really has an effect on your stress level. Like you can feel it dissipate.
I called Leanne. I was in such a great mood when I finished. I understand they're bicep curls with 3 pound weights.
Yeah.
I felt good that I was following instruction because I didn't want to. I wanted to do 10 pound weights. So I was like, I can do 10 pounds.
Because you're instructed to keep it at 3.
Yeah. And so I did 3 pound weights and I just did them. And then this morning my arm like felt a little weird and I was like, oh shit, man, I am hurt. Like I am. I didn't realize how fucked up we talked about this last time, right? How traumatic a surgery. No. I talked about this in therapy.
Oh.
I didn't realize how traumatic a surgery is.
Yeah.
And then you look at, like, just the idea of going under, coming out. Like, they almost kill you and then wake you back up. And you've been opened up. Like, it's such a traumatic experience that I don't think I put perspective on it. You get done it. And I wonder how many people get it done and then, oh, by the way, fucking, I got a weight loss advice from a woman today who was like, she's like, I lost 150 pounds. And I was like, really? How'd you do it? She goes, drinking water, cut out Diet Cokes, cut out sodas, cut out all sweets. Oh, and I got lap band surgery. And I was like, cunt. I was like, fucking start with lap band surgery, you lead dumb with shit. That, yeah. And I don't want to hear a fucking word out of your mouth.
Yeah.
I didn't think I realized how traumatic. Wait. Oh, my God. Did you see that? Oh.
Oh my God.
I guess I lowered my seat.
I think you might not be under the 250 mark.
Did I just break the seat?
Oh, shit.
Can't even get it back up. Hold on. There, I'm losing weight.
Okay.
How was your weekend?
It was good.
Yeah. Tell me the stuff you did. Because I saw it on your Instagram, other than you sitting in the stairs. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen about
Tell life. Sean. Tell Sean.
Who's Sean?
Sean's my photographer.
I'll let him know. Hey, man, can we stop doing headshots?
You know what? You know why he does it, though, right?
No, I do. I totally know. You've hired him, and he's like, hey, man, let's bang out some headshots.
No, he's not headshots. There's only so many ways to photograph your performance.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're creative guys, and he's like, he's like, oh, here's the light. I want to do this.
Yeah, so by the way, it's not a bad photo.
Yeah.
It's like.
It looks like a mixtape's going to drop, I know.
Yeah, well, we saw it, and I was like, and I think Steve Fury goes, why was Tom in the stairwell? And I was
I
was like, I think he moved him to the stairwell. And he was like, oh, yeah, because I was like, there's a green room. Why would he be sitting in the green room?
Yeah.
It was like he walked up on you on the stairwell like, what's up?
What's up, man?
Yeah, it made me giggle. I could not stop laughing, and I've been taking pictures in stairwells ever since.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You want to see one?
There's a picture of you in a really small Green Bay Packers jersey. And you know, I saw that, and you know what immediately came to mind?
What?
Season 2 of Love on the Spectrum is back. Like, as soon as I saw it, I was like, I gotta watch that show again.
Do you know the guy Clinton Dix.
Haha, Clinton Dix?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He retweeted it.
He did?
Yeah. He was like, looks good to me. And I was like, that's what I'm fucking talking about. Dude, fucking Green Bay was a blast. Green Bay was like, and I don't mean to like take away from all the other cities that I was in this weekend, yeah. but Green Bay was like a highlight.
Really?
You know,
it's hard to believe. I've been to Green Bay.
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel that way. But what's interesting to me is I've seen Lambeau Field so much on television.
Yeah.
That when I woke up in the morning and I got out of the bus and I saw Lambeau Field.
Yeah.
And it was right there. It wasn't like.
Yeah.
Even when you see it from the aerial, it seems like it's like surrounded by fences.
Yeah. No, I've driven by Lambeau and it is, you know, it's impressive.
And then we got a text from the Packers and they're like, hey, man, do you want a private tour of Lambeau? And we're like, 100%.
Yeah.
And it was just so cool. And it's, by the way, it looks brand new.
Yeah.
And you think it's, and you know, it's what I found really interesting is the first round of seats are the original seats, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the next round was the next round they built. And then they just kept building up and making it better and better. And it's a gorgeous stadium. And to go in and go, we went and saw the visitors' locker room. And then we went to the box seats. And then we went down on the field. It was like,
it's cool.
It was so cool. And you forget. There's so many places like that. Like, what stadiums you'd like to see a game at? What are your top, like, because what's the one in South Carolina? Clemson. What's Clemson's? Clemson's like the Death Bowl or something?
Death Valley. They have their own Death Valley.
I saw a game there, and it was the worst experience of my life. It was so fucking hot.
Really?
It was the hottest day I've ever had in my life.
I think in college, I mean, I definitely want to go to, I'd love to go to an LSU game. I'd love to go to a game in Alabama, in Tuscaloosa. I'd love to go to Penn State, Michigan. Yeah,
of course.
Ohio State. We've done the Rose Bowl.
You
know, I've never actually been to a game in Tallahassee. I'd love to go to a game there.
We're supposed to go next week.
I got invited a few years ago to go to the Florida State game, the Thanksgiving weekend game, and I couldn't go.
Really?
They invited me. They're like, oh, we'll give you... like sit in the president's suite and all this shit, and I couldn't go.
Oh my God. I would have gone in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I know.
I would have gone in a fucking heart. Why couldn't you go?
My fucking stupid family.
Fuck them. They're not around forever. They go to college. They'll be gone. They don't even care about you.
Yeah.
I would like to see a game in Wrigley Field.
Yeah, that'd
be cool. Never seen a game in Wrigley Field.
I went to Fenway. I saw a game there.
I'd like to go to Fenway. I've never seen a game at Fenway. I'd like to go to Wembley Stadium. Is that where they play the soccer matches?
In England?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to see some of those. I'd like to go to some of the... It would be cool to go to iconic stadiums.
Yeah, or go see Wimbledon. Like, that'd be
oh, cool, I'd right? love to see Wimbledon. I'd love to see the Masters. We were in Augusta, and we saw where they hold it. I'd love to go to a Masters tournament.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silence.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dude, I got drunk on stage last night.
You did?
I got legit drunk on stage.
What city was it?
Sioux City. I got legit drunk on stage for the second show, and I had a drink on the first show. I you know what it is? I don't know if you ever felt this way, but you get like the beginning end of your act, and you're like, I feel like I'm in rote. Like I feel I'm not being creative. I'm just doing the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
And I'd done that a couple times and yes. gotten through it, and I was like, and then the second first show last night, I was like, no, I'm not going to do this. I want it to be fun for me and them.
Yeah.
And so I had a drink. I said, let's fucking have a little cocktail. Had a drink, and then I enjoyed it, and we had a really great first show.
And you changed it up.
I changed it up. What happens for me is if I drink on stage, this is not, I mean, I'm not giving anyone comedy advice, but like if anyone's young and listening, sometimes if you get drunk and go on stage, you will fuck your act up, and you'll force yourself to write in the moment. If you're in rote, if you're doing the same act every fucking night, get drunk one night. Go on stage with that same act. You will fuck it up, and you'll force yourself to write in the moment. So that's what I do sometimes. So then second show, I went up with a drink, and I just started drinking immediately. I had a second one on stage. I had three drinks by the end of the show. Three drinks, and I had so much fucking fun.
You just hammered.
Yeah, although I said a couple of regrettable things where they were like, where you're like,
What about?
Someone, I don't know. Well, of course, some guy in the back's like, Bert, fuck Joe Biden, right? And I'm like, oh, man, I don't fucking, like, you know, it's like, don't do that to me. You're I like, know your camera's out. I know that, and then that becomes, so I just like, I was like, whatever, dude, whatever.
I love that. That's definitely your crowd.
Hey, fuckface, that's your crowd too. You think we have different fucking crowds?
Yes,
oh,
we
really?
Do.
Yeah, really? Yeah. You think your crowds don't grow beards? Yeah. Who's watching this show that goes, I just go to see Tom? No,
right? There's different people that go to different shows, though.
Yeah, I definitely got to fuck Joe Biden. I got a, and then one guy goes, hey, Bert, would you kill baby Hitler? And my answer, just if recorded, will not come out right. Because I was like, no, I would never kill a baby. I go, I'd kill Hitler's dad. Because I think he was the problem of the root of everyone's cause. Everyone was like, oh, interesting. And I think everyone just wanted to be like, I'd fuck that baby in the ass.
Yeah, yeah.
And be like, yeah, I'll fucking kill baby Hitler. But whatever. So like that was something I said that I'm sure.
Is that one of your bits?
No.
No, is that an old bit that you'd fuck babies? You fuck.
I'm sure I've said that. I'm almost certain I've said that.
Okay.
But yeah, so that was like, it was one of the things I said. And then I said something. I have a joke that I'm not going to get into too much detail. But the idea is that women are to blame for catcalling. It was a fucking, you know, obviously it's a faulty premise that you rework. And then at the end I said, it's like, I go, you're Afghanistan. You guys need to smoke Al-Qaeda. And everyone went, ooh, because you're saying words that they don't understand.
Yeah.
Like they don't understand why that is.
Right.
Or I said, it's like you're Afghanistan and Pakistan and you need to smoke out Al-Qaeda, and everyone groaned, and I was like, oh, come on, guys. You understand that's right, like politically right, like historically right. And they're like, ooh. And I was like, okay. And so then
that's when
this is when I was like, I wish I was not drinking right now, because I gave them a lesson. I was like, okay, the Mujahideen came over, took over everything, and the Russians said, let's kill the children and the women, and then they will break their spirits. So they started killing children and women. So the Mujahideen moved all the children and women to Pakistan, and they became students in private schools, not private schools, but private schools in Pakistan. And the word for student in Pakistan is Al-Qaeda. That's the fucking word. Is it Al-Qaeda? Is Al-Qaeda the one in Pakistan right now? Maybe I'm wrong. Who knows? What's the word for student? What's Al-Qaeda mean? Is it Al-Qaeda?
Al-Qaeda?
Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, isn't that...
What's the one that we're fighting in Pakistan? Is that Al-Qaeda? Or is it... No, I think it's Al-Qaeda.
Well, Al-Qaeda is like a terrorist organization.
Whatever. Anyway...
Urdu is what they speak in Pakistan. That's the language.
No, but... Oh, God damn it. This is why you should not drink and talk. This is why you shouldn't learn anything new. Those lines in the sand were drawn by fucking Brits just to split up people of the same color and the same race and nationality, like, and the same religion, so that they could control them. And so Pakistan, there's really no difference on the border of Pakistan and Afghanistan at all between the people. They're the same fucking people. So when Afghanistan, when the Mujahideen kicked out their women and children, they sent them to Pakistan, and they turned them into... students, and maybe it's Taliban. Who's running Afghanistan right now? The Taliban?
Yeah.
The Taliban is what I said last night, I'm sure. The Taliban is the name for student or whatever. And so all those people were ingrained in fucking that Sharia law and all that shit.
This is your new hour? Yeah.
This is why I should never drink on stage. I was so fucking exhausted.
Birdie Boy relapse tour. Get tickets.
Yeah, guys. If you want to learn about imperialism and
I fucking love it.
And then we did a question and answer period and in the middle of the set.
I would love to have a shot of that speech and then like the crowd, and then it turns back to you. And there's a shirtless guy with a fucking drink,
shirtless,
being like the Mujahideen.
The Russians were brutal. I went through a big period when the whole fucking Afghanistan shit went down where I learned everything.
Yeah,
and you shouldn't learn it because you don't learn it right. And then you, next thing you know, you're fucking saying the wrong goddamn words. I'm drinking. Fuck it. I'm drinking.
Do it.
I know my brand.
Yeah.
Oh. How you feel?
I feel great. I feel amazing. I actually feel amazing. I like these podcasts better when I fly here.
Yeah?
Yeah, I wish I don't like the studio so much.
We're getting the other ones on its way.
Like how close?
Well, I mean, they got permit. It's under construction.
Yeah. What if we got a? Okay. I think they're a little more live because I feel like we live life and then we come back.
Yeah.
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 You know, as opposed to just, especially when we were in the pandemic, when you just sat in your house and then showed up. I think our podcast is getting better.
I think so too. Oh, I didn't tell you, because I was in Seattle.
Yes.
Have you been to Starbucks Reserve? You know, people, we know Starbucks is like a big corporate chain, and you're like, eh, as far as, but they have a thing called Starbucks Reserve, which is like a whole fucking coffee experience where they have a bar where they make coffee infused cocktails.
That's where you were.
Yeah.
I texted you and I said, where are you going on this trip? Like, you seem to have like these lavish tours.
Oh, I went to the shop.
And you're like, what do you mean? I go, I don't know. Were you at like a fucking roastery or something? And you were like, oh, yeah, I did a couple things. And I was like, this is what the fuck I'm talking about. You did these.
No. See, no. This is how your brain works. Hold on.
What?
Let me just tell you so that people know how you report things is so insane. Okay?
Listen, this is why I'm not a journalist. This is why I'm not a historian. I'm a comic. I tell you what you need to know.
This is like,
and how you need to know it.
This is how the texts come through from Bert. All right, so Bert sends a text. For the first one, you just out of nowhere yesterday, says, any plans Monday night? And that's it.
Wait, where is this?
Then the next thing you text is, we have to talk about the tours Tom took. So I write, what tours?
Yeah.
And then you write, this car place and the coffee roaster. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, a coffee roaster is Starbucks Reserve.
So you went to a Starbucks Reserve.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Which was unbelievable. Here's the thing. I thought it was just like a branding marketing thing where they go, no, this is like coffee you don't buy in regular Starbucks. And you're going to get it and you're going to be like, oh, it's just another coffee. Like, it's just going to taste like coffee. Well, I like cold brews and everything. They had a cold brew that's made in a whiskey and barrel. And I was like, oh, that sounds unique. But again, I was expecting it just to be like, oh, it tastes like cold brew. One of the fucking best things I've ever tried in my life.
For real?
Yeah.
So where are these randomly reserves?
There's a few. I mean, in Seattle, I don't know how many are in Seattle. I think there's at least two or three. But it's a fucking ride. And then they have full fucking pastry shop. They make Italian food. It was fucking impressive. I actually was like,
are there any in Washington D.C., New York, or Boston?
I don't know.
Because that's where I'm going to be next, and I would love to go to.
Starbucks Reserve locations. Just add one word to that and see how many there are. Is that all the locations?
There's got
to
be one in New York, right?
There's definitely some in L.A.
So Seattle, Shanghai, Milano, New York, Tokyo, Chicago.
All right, I'm going to one in New York.
Yeah, hit final location. Is there a Los Angeles one?
I'm in New York this week. I'm gonna go to the one in New York, Madison Square Garden this week.
That's all the reserves?
Yeah, there's a bunch, man.
Holy shit.
Oh wow. Those are all in LA?
Wait. Is each of those is a reserve?
It says featuring reserve.
No, that's not the same thing.
Like the one that I went to definitely didn't look as crazy as the Seattle pictures.
So you go in, and they got like
you go in and you're met with like a greeter. Wait,
start at the beginning. Yeah. You walk in. Does it smell better than a Starbucks?
Everything's better.
Really?
I mean the building, the font,
and what
the
is
lettering.
It? You have to reserve it and go pay for it.
Not at all. Anybody can walk in, but you walk in. It's like walking into. It's like if you were a fan of, let's say, I don't know, like Ferraris, and you go in like, this is the official Ferrari store. Like it's a fan experience.
Which so, you also did kind of. Keep going.
Well, so those were pretty cool.
Yeah.
But when you get to Starbucks Reserve, you're met by a greeter who's like, it's not like when you walk in and they're like, thanks for coming to Starbucks. A guy who's like, have you been here before? And you're like, no.
It's like the Apple store.
Yes.
Okay.
And he's like, oh, let me just like give you the layout. And you're like, okay. And it's an enormous space. There's a bar. He's like, if you want cocktails, I was like, yeah. He said, that's all coffee-infused cocktails. Yeah.
Coffee cocktails.
All coffee cocktails. Yeah.
Like shots and stuff?
Everything. All these like,
God.
And there's a mixologist there,
oh
like just
God.
Making
coffee.
Coffee
shots would be the greatest thing in the world.
Oh, it's so good. And then he's like
a little bit of alcohol, a little bit of coffee, just a perfect
over there
mix.
Is like a full like Italian chef making.
Hey, Annie, grab me one of those Guinnesses. I want to try a coffee Guinness.
Good idea.
Like how my brain works? You gotta like how my brain works.
I love how your brain works.
Okay, yeah. Keep going.
So they're making Italian food, you know, because like the origin of all this is that what is it, Howard Schultz or whatever was, I think he was in Italy. And so it's all like, it was all supposed to be an Italian inspiration originally. Okay. So it's all Italian food there. And then they have this crazy bakery where they're just pulling out all these fresh baked, you know, pastries, oh croissants.
Oh my God.
We have a cup, maybe, so I can mix half
and half. Excuse me, cornetis. And then they tell us about, we're like, we just want to get coffees. Like, what kind of coffees do you like? I like cold brew, and I like espressos. He's like, get in this line. It's going to wrap around here. There's like a 15-minute wait in this line. And there are coffees that...
Nadav, I'm going straight to the fucking dome. I figure I just pour it in here half and half, right? See if we like it. It's basically a little mixer.
I mean, you might want to do it in the cup first.
Nope. I'm gonna kill a little bit of this,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
And then we'll go Guinness and Starbucks. See what we think. I think we're gonna like this.
You know what this reminds me of? Those
spring break?
Those documentaries. Those documentaries where they're like, and then I just started drinking mouthwash.
Do you want to try it first? Or you want me to try it?
I think you should try it first.
Should I stir it, do you think? Losing to Annie's going, that doesn't seem like a bad idea. Okay. It's my finger, guys.
And you'll be the one trying it only.
Not certain it's that bad.
Or good.
Annie, do you have cream?
Yeah, I got cream. I'll send it for you.
Let's try it.
Okay, here we go. Guinness and Starbucks. It's really fucking good. It is surprisingly good. Tommy, I know I put my finger in it. You gotta try it. It's really fucking good. Tommy, it's really... No, doesn't need cream. It actually sweetens up a black coffee. Tommy, you gotta try it. It's really fucking good. Take a big sip. Take a big sip. It's really fucking good. It tastes like a Guinness, just it's kind of like toned down a bit. I think I just came up with something genius. I'm like super excited. I think you're going to love it. Try it.
Homie, you just made a coffee stout.
You love all your own ideas.
Yeah, I know. It's like liking pictures of yourself when you go on vacation.
Yeah.
Take a big sip. It's really good.
It tastes like...
It's not that bad.
No, you know what it tastes like?
What?
Like somebody went to pour a beer and something. They're like, oh, was this not beer?
It does have that taste where you're like, you know what it tastes like? You know what it tastes like?
You put
ice in your beer.
Yeah.
It does taste like it's like a watered down beer.
Or somebody was like, I'm pouring a beer, and they're like, no, it's my Diet Coke. They're like, well, it's fucking got beer in it now.
Yeah. It's got beer in it now. Yeah. That's exactly what it tastes like. By the way, this might be a great pre-game cocktail.
Pre-game cocktail?
Pre-game cocktail.
You need to see a neurologist.
I fucking might need to. This is actually really fucking good.
Yeah.
Anyone try it?
I mean,
I'll pour it in a cup so you don't have to suck our lips.
No, please don't pour it in a cup. I'll do it. Yeah.
I think you're gonna like it because you're a big fan of Guinness. It's interesting to me that any likes to have a beer in the afternoon, like relax, you know?
Really?
Yeah. Because I'm not that guy. Like I'm obviously that guy. Hold on. Oh, let me do it.
Let me do it away from the electronics.
No, let me do it because I don't want to lose too much ice.
Okay. All right.
He needs to drink all of this.
By the way, I don't know what you're talking about.
Annie, I think you're going to like it, and I'm putting headsets on. I want to hear your reaction.
Oh, right. You can't hear me. Yeah.
Now I can hear you.
Yeah, by the way, I don't know what you're talking about with this this like tropical vodka shit you got.
You don't like it?
No, dude. I'm fucked up.
Oh, for real?
Oh, from this?
From one. Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe we're different human beings.
I think so. I mean, my metabolism's
Annie, get ready for a fucking Starbucks and Guinness.
All right, let me try it. I mean, this is a coffee stout, isn't it? This is basically what this is.
Oh, did I just reinvent the wheel?
Reinvent.
Tastes good,
I mean,
right?
It's not bad.
It's not bad. You taste it. You taste the Guinness. You taste the coffee. It's kind of nice.
I mean, I'm a fan of stouts, though. That's the thing, though. I like this. I feel like I would like both things, you know, separately. So together, it's just like it's a better mixture. Yeah.
How unusable do you think the next episode is going to be that we record when I'm hammered?
It's going to be something.
So I'm going to take these off. Sweet. Go back to your Starbucks experience.
Okay.
Because I think they would have me as a mixologist because I like this idea of mixing, infusing cocktails with whatnots.
Yeah. So they, they actually have like the roasting stuff there, like those huge fucking, I don't know, like it looks like you're at an actual coffee plant.
Yeah.
But then in the coffee line, they have coffees that are not available at a Starbucks. That's what we got in line for. I was like, I want to see how different. I thought it was going to be like, you know, when you go to a coffee place and they're like, do you want Ethiopian or Colombian blend? And you're like, I don't know, a fucking cup of coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
And you try it and you're like, that was good. I thought that was what they meant. But that cold brew with the whiskey barrel was a fucking ride. Like, it was a treat. It was unlike anything I'd ever tried. And then I got espresso. I was like, I want to get an espresso you can't get at another.
How much of these drinks are they really?
No.
And by the way, are you super buzzed from coffee?
No.
You don't get buzzed from coffee, though, do you?
I mean, I can drink too much coffee and get anxiety.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh, shit, my fucking heart rate.
That's what happens to me.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm not at that level. I mean, I only had a little bit of coffee in the morning, so I was ready for a coffee. It was great, man. It was
fucking. What time did you guys go?
We probably walked up there from the hotel around 10:30, something like that. You know?
Okay.
Yeah. And then, like, we'd been up for a little bit, and we went out there, and then we just walked around that area, like, that whole, I forget the area that it's called in Seattle, and then went to some stores.
Demilitarized zone or something?
The demilitarized zone, yeah.
By the
way,
I'm already buzzed as fuck. Keep going.
Yeah, yeah.
One episode today, maybe? keep going.
Okay. So anyways, then we went to stores. I think there was a throwback sports store that had, like, you know.
Did you buy anything?
Yeah, I got one of the, I got a Sean Kemp t-shirt that's too big, but I was like, I don't get, they didn't have any other sizes. I was like, fuck it, I'll get it anyways. And I got a Supersonics shirt, shit like that. And then I was going to get this No Limit shirt with Master P and like all these guys on it. And they're like, oh, it's $400. And I was like, what? And they're like, yeah, it's these throwback like rap shirts are, I forget what it is, but they're with the print. He's like, they're very rare and they're in high demand.
It's amazing that there's someone that knows that.
I know. The guy explained to me He told me that it was a repress of the design, that the shirt had actually deteriorated, but they were able to salvage the print. But I didn't get it. I was like, I'm not paying $400 for a fucking No Limit t-shirt.
Yeah. So that's a good call.
Yeah.
So then now tell me about cigars. You and Jeff got cigars.
Oh, my God. This has happened. This probably happens to you, I'm assuming, too.
No.
Where...
Dude, now that you're saying this, I really do think our fans are different humans. Cause I cook out in front of my bus. We grill out in a hibachi that we got for $20 in front of my bus, and we get really excited for it. Like, we don't go to get cigars. Oddly enough, man, and I know people probably think differently, I don't go out much. Like, when we do it on tour, I'm kind of like in the bus. Okay. Like, but I think because I'm like, I'm still nervous about coronavirus, you know?
You are?
I am. Okay. I'm still nervous. I feel bad. I would feel horrible contracting it at a club or at a theater and then just spreading it around. Mm-hmm. So I'm not overselling this, but I'm pretty cautious. Like, when I do pictures, it's a selfie and then I stand behind them and we stay distant.
Yeah.
Like, I don't do meet and greets. I don't go out to bars. We go back to the bus. But I think also we're conditioned because we were doing that during the pandemic, so it's like fine for us. We'll like get movies. We saw Precious Gems. Ooh, write Precious Gems down. We'll talk about it in the next episode.
You mean Uncut Gems?
It? Yeah, I just saw Precious Gems. Holy fuck, we'll talk about it now. Not right now. We're not right now. But so, yeah, so like I don't go to cigar bars. I don't go to like, I don't go and hang out. I really don't. Am I being overly cautious?
You're fine.
So
what I meant, first of all, is that ever since I just mentioned that I'm not an aficionado, but
of
I enjoy
what?
A cigar. But I'm saying, like, I'm not like some expert. I enjoy a cigar from time to time. So I mentioned that to my tour manager once, dude, he'll tell any venue. He's like, Tom loves cigars. So there's like these fucking, I go to the green room and they'll be like,
I'm a pussy aficionado.
Yeah.
Hey, Peter, write that down.
Yeah. There's always these crazy spreads. And then they hook up cigar lounges all the time.
Wait, for real?
Yeah.
You have like a cigar spread at your fucking green room?
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah.
God, we tour so very differently.
Yeah, yeah. But then... But,
we,
and
we
also...
tour so globally differently.
I also go to, like, lounges for hanging out. I don't go to, like, a fucking... party, you know what I mean?
But no, hold on. I gotta talk to you about this off camera. I don't think I can talk to you about it on here. But
okay, I don't do anything crazy though, man.
I know, but okay, all right. We're definitely talking about this off camera.
Okay.
Sweet.
I do bring people out. Like I told you this last year that it was a great.
Yeah.
So I did that this weekend. I brought Matt Farah and his wife, the Smoking Tire, like my auto journalist friend. So he
is he based out of Seattle?
No, I flew him up.
No way.
Yeah. So
nice
to hang out though.
Yeah,
like
that's
it's fun to hang out, and you like, hey, you know, we get breakfast. We go to. I went to that museum, the Museum of Pop Culture there, which was fucking another cool thing we did.
Hold on.
And then
we are doing. Oh, man.
But also, you got to remember something. I was in Seattle. So I'm in one of America's fucking great cities.
Yeah,
it's different. You were in fucking Green Bay. You know what I mean?
Well, I think my weekend was pretty fucking awesome.
Well, okay.
But
then.
Hold on. I want to go through your weekend because I'm like blown away that. So you fly Matt and his wife up, which is a brilliant idea, in my opinion, because that guy has been very, very, very cool and generous to you.
And also, he's a great guy.
He's a great guy. Yeah. But he's you're into the shit he's into. So you guys can sit and talk all day.
Oh yeah,
yeah. So then you guys get up there.
He's like a fucking car savant, though.
He knows everything about cars.
It's
I remember
insane.
Listening to him on Rogan. I'm not into cars.
Yeah.
And I got into cars.
Yeah.
Because he was into cars.
It's the other level. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, and Rogan's into cars. Like you guys are all into cars, and so that makes total sense. And you guys went to that car museum.
No, we actually went to. So he has a place. Matt does in LA called West Side Car Collectors. I think it's WSCC. It's a car storage facility, right? So like when you go, like,
wow.
I want to either you have don't have the space for your cars, or if you're a
so that you were in LA in that.
No, in LA, I've seen his place because it's cool. It's just like it's basically stacks, and it's also there's a club membership style thing there too, where like you can go and like hang out, like smoke a cigar, have a drink, lounge. So this is a type of business that exists in a lot of big cities, not a lot, but like a number of cities, where they have car storage and then some type of social aspect to it. So in Seattle, it's called The Shop. And so we and Matt and that guy, his name's Matt as well, know each other. So we just went and checked out his place. So there's hundreds of cars there.
Pulled up, Eddie.
But there's also like a restaurant and you know what I mean? It's a country.
So you saw some badass fucking cars.
Go to Seattle. Yeah.
So is it all sports cars?
Not all. No. There was a lot of Broncos and there was, there's like classics. There's like old BMWs, like CS and they have the old GMC Jimmys. It's more, you know, that type
the
of
old GMC
vehicles.
Great
They're great.
Car.
There's some old Volkswagen buses, but then there's all supercars. You know, there's like 458s,
488s. That's the thing I like about car people. I like when car people get into like they've got a brand like Fluffy's into.
He's into those. I sent him the picture. There was a Volkswagen bus there.
Yeah,
I texted him.
Like that,
and then you start knowing which of your friends would like that car.
Like I like those. I like those old Broncos.
I do too.
I follow a bunch of vintage Broncos. Is one of the ones I follow. And then Joe's.
Yeah, he's got
Icon.
He's got the Icon.
Yeah. I like those old Broncos. I really don't know what my vintage car would be that I would want to get. I wish I was more. You know, I think it's because I drink. I don't drive very often, so I don't like. I feel sad for rappers when I realize they have to buy a nice car because that's part of the culture.
Mm-hmm.
You have to buy a nice car, and then you have to be the one driving it. I'm like, what the fuck? Makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
You know, I heard of a rapper had a Maybach, mm-hmm. and he got.
By the way, there's been this is a really quick aside. Everyone calls them Maybach, and then I think in Germany they'd say to call them Maybach. But everybody here calls them Maybachs.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, I feel like you're mansplaining me.
I am. I feel like I'm in the middle of your show last night. So, guys, it's Maybach.
So I'm at the Maybach?
Yeah.
I saw a rapper, he got pulled over or something. It was a video and he got pulled over in his Maybach and I was like, that's his car. Like, if I got that car, I'd also get a driver. Like,
that's a car to be driven in.
Yeah. Why would you drive that fucking car?
Or like a crazy Rolls.
Yeah. Like, I think they're missing the point. It's like there was no insight.
Yeah.
They just looked at the price tag and go, that's the nice car. I want it.
Yeah.
And then they sat in the fucking front seat.
Yeah.
You're
the chauffeur.
You're like, hey, man. Yeah. And you guys ride in the back. And all his buddies in the back are like, don't tell him we should be driving. Like, it's so silly to me.
Yeah.
But I think that's what I would
probably, you get a driver?
I would love a driver.
In like a nice comfy car. Escalade or something, right? Like,
you know, I've actually thought about this. When I had to get my car, while I was leasing my car, I was actually toying with the idea of going, like, let's break down money and think, how much do I spend on Ubers when I'm in LA? Thank God I didn't do this because it was during the pandemic, right?
Yeah.
I got it right in the beginning of the pandemic. So I would have never used it, but I was like, I use Ubers all the time. I always use Ubers.
Yeah.
If we go out to eat, I use Ubers. Like, if we're all going out to eat, I go, man, let's enjoy ourselves. Like, get some wine. Let's Uber there. Get a nice, get an SUV, which is, by the way, it's way too fucking pricey. I've always just done SUVs. There's so much more than just a fucking regular car. And so, but I've always done SUVs because I was like, I want an SUV. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, fuck it. I'll ride with fucking Miguel in a fucking van. And so, It's like fucking $50 more to just talk to a dude.
Yeah.
And so, but I was like, I would love a driver. Can I tell you the one I really want? I really want the driver from Cannonball 2 where the orangutan drove. Do you ever see the orangutan drive?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Where he's outside the car? Yeah. That's what I want. Like, I would love to do some real gangster Hollywood shit where you get the driver that's got to ride outside your car and you're in a little bubble. I would love that.
Yeah. You should have a driver.
I would love a driver. I never drive. I told you, I've had the same tank of gas in my car for 7 months.
That's insane.
I never drive it. I never drive it.
I mean, that car's not going to run pretty soon.
I actually am worried about that because I last time I was like, so how much do you have to clean out gas? Like, it's got, you should drive a car, right?
You should turn it on at least once a week, maybe every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no one will drive it.
Why?
Leanne likes her car. Georgia likes her car. No one wants to drive my car. So my car just sits there. I should have never gotten a car. I really should have never gotten a car. And I actually thought about that. I was like, you know.
Why don't we put out. This is fun.
I love when you do this.
Let's put out a message.
Yeah.
Who in LA would like to be Bert's full-time driver?
I'm not opposed to this.
I know. Now, look, we're going to vet somebody. They can't be a fucking lunatic, obviously.
Can I tell you today, I was like,
we want a safe driving record, no more than one or two DUIs in the past, and then age range.
I got a better idea.
Okay.
So Hooters used to have an airlines, right?
Hooters?
Hooters.
Yeah.
So Hooters had an airlines. There are still Hooters planes out there. I'm certain of it.
Okay.
Hooters. I'm talking to camera right now. Hooters. If you would like a sponsorship on Two Bears, One Cave, please find me from L.A. to Austin every week to do this goddamn podcast. Right?
Yeah.
They've got to have Hooters planes.
There they are.
Right? And you know planes last forever. They don't go bad.
Nope.
So get a Hooters plane.
Yeah, it's not milk. It's a plane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But planes last for fucking ever.
I know.
And so look at this. They've got Hooters planes all over the fucking world. Hooters, first of all, I'm a big fan of your food. I've always have been a fan of your food. I'll do whatever you guys want. We'll read an ad on here. We'll promote Hooters for in perpetuity while Tom lives in this fucking city. And all you got to do is just get me a Hooters plane to fly me back and forth, right?
Yeah. Perfect.
And then we'll you can obviously bring food on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
I'll eat food on the plane. We'll do commercials on the plane, social media on the plane, whatever the fuck you want. It's just, I would love to go fly on a Hooters. I was like, how great would it be if you roll up, you got a Hooters plane, a bunch of Hooters fucking waitresses standing outside. They're like, what's up, B-man? You're like, hey, and they got pitchers of beer. You get on a plane with a pitcher of beer, and then they go, Bert, buffalo shrimp? I go, you know the B-man. And so we start murdering buffalo shrimp, right? We got you breaded. We got you unbreaded. We got your fries. We got the flounder sandwich, the grouper sandwich. We got everything. Bert, you ready? And I'm like, we're going to fucking have a blast. And then we roll in here deep, right? I got five Hooter waitresses with me.
Uh-huh.
And we just come in. We're like, hey, guys, let's bang a couple out, right?
Yeah.
And then we bang a couple out, right? And then I'm like, ladies, back on the Hooters plane. And we fly to Tampa or wherever, L.A., whatever.
Okay.
That's a sincere pitch to Hooters. If Hooters is into it, I know there's got to be a guy.
But they don't have the planes
anymore. They've got to have a guy who's in charge of Hooters that's got one fucking plane. There's a guy holding on to one fucking plane. You know that, right?
Okay.
You know there's one fucking guy who still wears jean shorts who's got one fucking plane.
Yeah.
And he's like, God damn it, he fucking knows I got a plane. We'll do a Hooters read. It's got to be. Dude, for the year? I mean, come on.
Why don't we reach out to
Hooters? Hooters. Okay, name it. But here's the deal. This is what I want. Hooters is the only thing I can think of that makes sense.
I was thinking of maybe a company that's in the aviation business right now, like in transportation, actively, as opposed to making the Hooters guy fire up his plane. What about a plane company? That's like, we fly people.
Okay. No, I like what you're thinking. This is why we're a team.
Okay.
This is why we're a team.
So I was thinking like...
Budweiser.
Or...
Budweiser has to have a Budweiser private jet with a big Budweiser sign.
They definitely do. But I was thinking maybe like Wheels Up.
What the fuck's Wheels Up?
They fly people on planes. They're a plane company.
Okay, why don't we just get a fucking organ delivery company to send me out on fucking... And I'll bring a liver here for someone. Here you go. I'm going to go do a podcast. This is the dumbest fucking idea. You need to work with me or against me. Okay? Fuck! Hooters is our fucking deal.
Okay.
McDonald's, Hooters. We need big brands.
Budweiser. Let's go to Budweiser.
Budweiser.
Yeah.
Any alcohol sponsor. Like, Tito's has to have a... Tito's is located here.
Why don't we do it at Tito's?
See if there's a Tito's jet. But it's got to have Tito's on the side of it.
Okay.
Like, and it needs to be like a 737.
I don't know.
But that's how that works.
They don't have a 737.
Does Tito have a private jet?
No. Doesn't look like it.
You realize I'd be dead in a fucking month if I was flying on the Tito's private jet. My point is, I just was like, I'm flying back and forth a lot, and I just would love some corporate sponsorship where I could do one read on the podcast, and then they would fly me. Is that a Hooters jet?
No, it's just
if Jet Suite. By the way, Jet Suite would be a good one.
Okay,
Jet Suite. If you could just fly Austin to Dallas. They don't fly Austin to L.A.
They don't?
No, not yet. And by the way, Jet Suite, start that business and by the way, that's a horrible fucking idea.
What is?
Jet Suite's actually, I'll do a read for Jet Suite right now. They're very affordable. They are very affordable. And you kind of fly, it's like the private experience, I guess, but you go to your own terminal, your own hangar, you hang out, you relax. It's not like fucking crazy. TSA is cool, you know, that you just go through, just kind of check you. And then you get on the fucking plane and it's actually very affordable. Like I it's like, I'm not going to say exact numbers, so I'm sure I'm wrong, but like, I think it was like $200 to fly to Vegas, which, now granted, see what it is to fly. Fucking call this motherfucker a liar. See what it is to fly fucking Jet Suite LA to Vegas, Burbank to Vegas.
You are on one today.
Jet Suite to Vegas, $240. $240.
Okay. All right.
$240.
Okay, let's do it.
Jet Suite X.
All right. Let's plan a trip. Now, actually go ahead and actually book a flight.
Jet Suite, not Jet X.
No.
Jet
no.
Suite.
Okay.
No, I got Nadav's working against me right now. My fucking accountability buddy's trying to fuck me in the ass. Once again, you're on Jet X, Nadav. Jet Suite. JXS, I think it's called. There you go.
Yeah, I will say you were right.
Yeah.
Okay. Going to Vegas, pick a weekend.
Yeah, there you go. No, do a fucking weekday. Let's see what that price is.
Well, I mean, I'm seeing all the prices.
Go Friday.
Go this Friday.
Okay, and come back Sunday.
All
right.
$179.
No.
Oh, $719. My bad. Okay. But that's round trip.
Is it?
You saying,
and what? Then 509.
Where are you seeing 100? Where are you seeing these numbers?
On the right. Where are you seeing
that? That's 719.
That's what I said. I said it wrong but the first time.
That's one way.
Okay, keep going. Keep going. I swear to God, we got them for 214 round trip, like there and then 214 back.
Okay.
And now, granted, it costs, look, it's like 50 bucks.
It's a crazy good deal for the experience. I agree with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And so, but JetSuite, I'm not going to do fucking reads on the podcast for JetSuite.
Well, you just did. We just did a fucking 5-minute ad for JetSuite X.
I know, but not every week. I don't want to do it every week. I'll just buy the fucking ticket.
Okay.
If you guys, I'll just, can you, JetSuite X, can you just go Austin to fucking LA and then I'll just buy that ticket?
Yeah.
Can you get the fucking, see, it's like Southwest, you know, Southwest used to be like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just flew these little private routes. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it's like you got a deal. It's like all of a sudden you're flying. Wait, not on a fucking, you're not.
Where can you go from LA to on that, on the JetSuite X? You can go to
Vegas, I think Sacramento, Oakland.
You can't fly to Texas on them?
No. We were just there the other day trying to get a flight, and they were like, no, we just go Austin to Dallas. And it's packed, man. It's like it's a lot of people. It's a nice experience. You go to a private airport, and I'm sure it's probably a lot more, but it's.
Just Vegas, huh?
Just Vegas. Now, just to, Nadav, in all fairness, see what a ticket 2 weeks out costs, because I swear to God, we got them for like $249. And then I actually asked.
Let's do that later.
Yeah, let's do it later. Or right now. Just click it. Just click it, you motherfucker. Just click it. $299, Tommy. $219. I fucking told you. Okay, I'm going to murder this coffee and beer. How much time are we doing today, Nadav? We haven't even talked about Aaron Rodgers, motherfucker.
Hold on. Yeah, dude, we got time. Okay.
Okay.
So.
You know, I've been interviewing you a lot on this show. Do you think people can tell I'm drunk? You tell I'm drunk? You can't, right?
No.
Okay.
No, you tweeted out, hey, Aaron Rodgers, are we going to dinner or are you coming to the show? Something like that. And you said he then DM'd you.
Yeah.
Was like, are you fucking with me?
He DM'd me and he was like, yo, are you trolling me? And I panicked immediately. But the thing is like, you know, the place I was doing in Green Bay is kind of big. And so I was like a week out. I'm like, still got 200 tickets to move. Let's fucking draw up some heat. So they figured I was like, best case scenario, like Aaron Rodgers writes back, what the fuck, publicly.
Yeah.
Instead, he did it privately, like, what the fuck? But he was like, yo, are you trolling me? And I was not trolling. It got a lot of traction. It like had a bunch of retweets. And so it's all Green Bay fans. And so I was like, oh, it did the work that I needed it to do. But then you never think they're real people. And I know people say that with us. But like you never think of Aaron Rodgers as a real person.
Right, right. It's a guy on TV.
It's a guy that fucking does things that you could never do.
Right.
There's no way he's got a phone in his hand ever.
Yeah.
Right? He's got a model in one arm and a fucking football in the other. And fucking his. And so he DM'd me and I was like, I got panicked. I called you. You're the first person I texted.
Yeah.
And I said, yo, I think I might have fucked this up. And then I texted AJ Hawk and Pat McAfee. And I was like, hey, does Aaron Rodgers have a sense of humor? I think Pat wrote back, he's got a very dry sense of humor. Or maybe AJ, someone was like, whatever they said, I don't want to put words in anyone's mouth, you know, because I don't want to tell stories out of school, but they were like, and then Pat wrote, I like what's happening right now. That's the way his brain worked. So and you said very directly, you're like, hey, all you say is, I'm a huge fan. I'd like to offer you tickets to my show. You're like, don't try to write a joke. Just, I'm a huge fan. Tickets to my show. So then I just write that, and I don't get a response for like a day. And I'm like, God damn it, man. Because I love Aaron Rodgers. I mean, who doesn't love football that doesn't love Aaron Rodgers? Yeah. You know, it's like, they're just names that you've just enjoyed watching them so much.
Sure, and he's been around for a fucking minute, man.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, it's like been a fucking, anyway. I text him, I write that. Don't get a reply back. And then he writes back like, oh, cool. I'm a fan too. And I was like, oh. And then he's like, when do you get in? And I was like, Friday. And then nothing for like 2 days. And I was like, and then we got the tour at the Lambo. And I was like, dude, it's cool enough to be able to text with him. And then go see Lambo and then just make a couple jokes.
Yeah,
and,
yeah,
yeah. And then he writes back, you know, what time's your show? I was like, oh, no, what time do you go on? Which is more important. I go 8. I go on at 8. And then he writes back, is it cool if I stop by? And I'm just like, once again, it sounds crazy, but you don't think they're humans.
Yeah.
Like, you don't think of Aaron. I know that everyone listening to this goes, Aaron Rodgers is like a person.
Yeah.
And even still, up until the moment that he knocked on the bus window, when he knocked on the bus window, he was like, hey, you guys in there? It was like, he did it like a person. And you're like, but everyone on my bus was like, it's fucking Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
And then he walks in, he's like, hey, guys. And I'm like, hey, guys, this is Aaron. And everyone's just like, and he just hung out with us for like an hour and a half, and it was cool as fuck. He gave me a signed jersey, and we gave him a fucking sweatshirt. Gave him a Birdie Boy sweatshirt. And we just hung out and talked, and he was like so beyond cool that the next day we're watching him play football, and he's like, you know, he goes up to the Bears. He's like, I fucking own you. I so own you. And all of us were like, that's so Aaron. Like, that's the guy we know, at least.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it was like the greatest experience. And it was, but it was like the fact that he was so generous with his time. And like, and then today I woke up, and the night manager at the hotel we stayed at had written me a letter. And often I get letters, and I'm like, I read it, and I'm like, oh, cool, thank you very much. And then just walk out. And then I was like, oh, this is going to sound really weird and sappy, but I was like, Aaron Rodgers was so generous with his time. Like, despite the fact that he might be a fan of what I do or what we do or whatever, but he was so generous with his time that I actually took a minute, and I wrote that young lady a letter back. And I went, yeah, you can just take 2 steps. You can slow things down and just go like, hey, man, I really, as opposed to this, like, this rinse and repeat thing you sometimes get in the mode of doing where you're in public where you're like, hey, how you doing? Yeah, sure, let's get a picture. Ha. And then you get, and some people, you affect their lives by doing the podcast or going through something. And they're, you know, a lot of people, I know you hear this too, but like, you know, their dad passed from coronavirus or something going on. And then they're really heartbroken. They listen to the podcast to help get them through it. And then I was like, I got that letter, and I sat by the thing at the front desk today, and I wrote her letter back and then said, hey, can you give this to the night manager, Sydney? And I was like, because Aaron was like so cool. And then we did the show. It was great. And he had some of his linemen were there, and I invited him backstage, and we hung out. And then he's like, hey, man, thanks for being cool to my guys. And I was like, oh, it was like the fucking greatest experience. More people like that in my head where I go, less cunts, less fucking, like more people like Pat McAfee, AJ Hawk, and Aaron Rodgers, in my book, make this place a better world.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, AJ texted me, you know, like, you know AJ way better than I do, but he was like, yeah, way better than I do.
I mean, I haven't talked to him in a long time, but I've done a couple podcasts with him. He's a great guy.
He's the best.
Great
and
guy.
He, like, texted, and he was like, hey, man. And Pat's like, yeah, I talked to AJ. AJ said you're a cool guy. And I like, texted AJ the next day, and I was like, hey, man, thanks for, you know, I'm really glad I know you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It just, that whole Aaron Rodgers experience made me slow down and go, yeah, man, you can be friends with, it doesn't have to be this fucking veneer up where you just go like, I don't trust anybody.
Right. It's a way shittier way to go through life to go, to be like, I don't trust anybody. It's much better to just go like, I'm going to trust this to be a cool experience and a cool person. And then you can sometimes be disappointed, but you'll probably have a lot more good experiences that way than if you go through life saying everybody is fucking untrustworthy.
Yeah, yeah. I actually, like, I was saying this to you earlier, but like, I don't know. We talked, and he was like, we should hang out when, you know, in LA, and I would love to hang out with him. But I'm also weird about that. Yeah. I'm not good at follow through. I get weird about texts.
Yeah.
The second that someone sends me a text, I go, I don't know how to reply.
Yeah.
You're the one that taught me about emojis.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, some people, famous people send you texts, and you just go like eggplant, crying, laughing face, hands praying, love. And they're like, good call, Tom. And here I am writing a fucking paragraph.
Oh my God. Christina, when AJ Hawk came over, she was like, so you played football? You play football? And he was like, yeah, he's really nice. And she's like, yeah, Tommy played football. I was like, I played fucking high school football. Like,
shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Why are you fucking this up for us?
Yeah.
The greatest experience was I get up early. I might have said this. I get up early. I see Lambo's across the street. And I know we're doing a tour, but I go, I want to see Lambo by myself, right? I just want to see the outside. I want to be like,
yeah,
have an experience. So I go for a jog. I get a coffee or Diet Mountain Dew. And I go for whatever. Let's not be attached to fucking details, motherfuckers. So I go to Lambo. I walk over to Lambo and I'm walking and I see my face on the thing across the street from Lambo and it's just fucking surreal. For a kid that saw so many games at Lambo with the Bucks playing, obviously. And then I start walking and all of a sudden I see like a truck full of like Green Bay Packers. Like they're going to practice. And I'm just like, oh my God, that's the team. Like they're going to practice. And they're like, Bert, what's up? And I was like, shut the fuck up. And they knew who I was. And they're like, we're coming tonight. And I was like, and I called my dad. This is like fucking crazy. But I was like, Dad, professional football players know who I am. And he was like, yeah, of course. And I was like, no. Like that, when you're a kid watching NFL, the idea that those guys
would know who the fuck you ever were
is beyond crazy. It was the coolest experience. That whole day, Green Bay was probably one of the coolest experiences I've ever had in my entire life. And on tour, where you just go, it doesn't get better than this. Like, I mean, Aaron Rodgers smelled good. He looked good. He had a great, like his hands are fucking huge. He's a size 14 foot.
Yeah. Big guy, right?
Yeah.
Was he 6'2"? More?
I think he's my height. We took a picture together, and I look like a fucking panda. I mean, I look disgusting. Pull up our picture together. I mean, my eyes are closed. Do you remember when Joey called me Chinese, and he was like, hey, everyone needs to stop fucking with Bert. Okay, you might look Chinese.
He goes, I saw him the other day at the Comedy Store, so fat, I thought it was a Chinese guy.
Pull up my Instagram. I look like a fucking balloon next to him. And I was like, all right, I got to lose weight. I texted my accountability buddy.
There it is.
Yeah, he's 6'2". He's a big dude, man. He's in great shape. He sits on a chair, like on a seat, and his stomach doesn't hit his thighs. Yeah, he just sits there normal, like a regular human being.
Yeah, he's not fat.
Not at all. That's fucking Clinton dicks.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. That was a child small.
So you're going to do, you texted your accountability buddy right after this?
Yep.
What'd you text him?
I texted him what I ate. I ate okay.
Yeah, you stopped texting me, Bert.
What?
You stopped texting me your meals.
Yeah, because all yours were good and mine were bad.
That's how that works.
Okay. Nadav's last meal was like, fuck, this is a lie. He took a picture of this.
What is that?
No one eats this. Tomatoes, cucumber, and 2 eggs. Okay.
That's an Israeli breakfast.
Yeah, I'm not believing this is a meal. Who eats this?
I eat it when I'm trying to get in shape, I guess.
I mean, and then this is me. This is our accountability buddy is kind of a one-way street.
All right, let's wrap this up.
Is there anything we can talk about that we didn't talk about? Okay. We'll talk about Uncut Gems next episode.
Okay, cool. All right, we got to go.
All right, love you.
All right, love you too. Bye.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.